it seems to me that the intent of ACTA would be to put as much liability and responsibility on someone like Google, for example, to be responsible for what users are doing. You used the chat room example, or for monitoring a chat room, if you're a service that runs a chat room, and take an active stance against when you see an illegal, quote, illegal, unquote, activity, however you're going to define that, in the chat room. In other words, it turns on its head the entire operating premise that we've been using on the internet right up to this point, which is sort of the concept that we've had in this country all along, which is you don't conduct massive surveillance on everyone all the time to try to find crooks. When there is something illegal, then you move against this person who is acting illegally. But the ACTA regime, the kind of sensibilities that it seems to suggest in its existing text, puts so much responsibility data requirements in terms of handing over IP addresses and things without warrants and such, that it starts to turn into many observers, including myself, a kind of warrantless search and seizure that could violate U.S. laws, perhaps the U.S. Constitution. So you can flip, you know, this has to be viewed in a broader context of the fact that there's a lot of countries on this planet right now who are scared of the internet. It's really important to understand this. They're scared of free speech. You see more and more censorship occurring, not just of pirated materials, well, let's not even call that censorship, control of information, control of pirated materials, but censorship of purely political speech.
Right.
Takedown orders being sent to various services saying, well, you said something negative about our president or our past king or something like that. All kinds of attempts to control information. And my personal view is that ACTA plays into that, that it's not necessarily one and the same, but it has that same kind of orientation toward assuming guilt, not assuming innocence. And in the U.S. at least, we have a tradition, as you know, of assuming innocence.
Okay, so then could it also be not just ISPs, but also email, that they could come after some, you know, internet mail provider, place where my web email, or maybe even Facebook, and they start going through and they're looking for the names of the people that I've been talking with about file sharing, or even just going through just without me even knowing about it, looking for any attachments I may have sent out in the last year.
You bring up a very interesting point, and in fact, it's made even more important by the fact that, and there's been a lot of discussion of this recently, because Google and a number of other organizations have been pushing for changes in the Electronic Communications Privacy Act, which controls a lot of that here in the U.S. at least. There are a lot of ways to get at people's email, you know, through various kinds of legal demands. And oddly enough, how easy that is to get at someone's email depends on where the email is sitting. In other words, if it's sitting on a service provider's disk, it has less protections by and large than if it's sitting at a disk spinning in your own home or your own office. That, on the face of it, that seems crazy. And there's a real push now, which I very strongly support, to bring these laws to be more sensible, so you'll have the same level of protection when you're using somebody else's email service, a cloud email service, for example, as you would if you were keeping all your mail at home. The way the laws are structured now, there's all kinds of possible ways, especially under a regime like ACTA, where entities could come along and say, yeah, we do want access. We believe a crime has been committed. Give us all the information, or lots of liability. And that's where all these liability provisions against internet intermediaries in ACTA become so scary, because the costs could be so high for not proactively surveilling your users to prevent these kinds of situations, even if the users are not doing anything wrong, that you may have services shut down. You're asking worst-case scenarios. Services shut down, restricted, perfectly legal ones, just because there may occasionally be bad players amongst the vast majority of completely legal, honest users on these services.